Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Spiritual Footprint. I'm your host, Sarah, and I'm so excited about today's episode because we're diving into the world of numerology. Numbers have held significance for centuries, and today we're going to explore their history, the meaning behind each number, master numbers, and how to calculate your own personal numerology. Plus, we'll talk about life cycles and how numbers guide us through different phases of our journey. But first, let's ground ourselves for the tarot of the day. For today's reading, I used the Universal Wyatt Tarot deck and asked, what do I need to know today? After grounding myself in meditation, I shuffled the deck and just like last time, a card jumped out, the Magician in reverse. The art on this card is so beautiful. It's filled with red and white flowers, and the Magician stands before a table holding a golden cup, a pentacle, a sword, and a wand. Above him, an infinity sign rests like a halo. He wears a red cloak with a silver serpent as a belt. The infinity symbol and the serpent make me think that it's about cycles, maybe the end of one. But when I looked up the meaning, which is linked in the show notes, I realized I wasn't right. The Magician reverse is actually a warning not to let self-doubt hold me back. It's a reminder that I already have the tools I need to succeed, and a caution to be mindful of who I trust today. Does this card resonate with you? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Now, let's dive into today's topic, numerology. We've been studying numbers and their significance for thousands of years. They're everywhere. They seem to hold power. Did you know that the number 13 is considered unlucky in the United States, while in China, it's the number 4? Interestingly, if you reduce 13 to a single digit, you get 4. Proof of how interconnected numerology is across cultures. The exact origins of numerology is unknown, but the ancient Greek philosopher Pythagoras revolutionized its study. You may know his name from the Pythagorean theorem, but don't worry, we're not talking about that today. He also believed that numbers vibrated with energy and had universal significance. His study in Egypt, combined with ideas from the Jewish Kabbalah, Indian Vedas, and other ancient traditions, formed the foundations of modern numerology. At its core, numerology teaches that everything can be reduced to a single-digit number. From 1 to 9. Each carry its own meaning and its own energy. Let's explore what these numbers mean. Numerology is all about uncovering the deeper meaning behind numbers. And each one from 1 to 9 holds unique energy. Let's explore the meaning. 1. It represents leadership, self-sufficiency, and creation. However, it can also indicate a risk of being domineering. 2 is a peacemaker and a mediator. They're intuitive, sensitive, and influential, but often struggle with assertiveness. 3. They're the creative, charismatic, and youthful spirit. They bring joy, but can be unfocused or shallow. 4. They're dependable and disciplined, yet sometimes are too rigid or serious. 5. A free spirit, full of curiosity and adaptability, but may avoid commitment or responsibility. 6. All about unconditional love, harmony, and support. However, they can be overly self-sacrificing and expect too much from others. 7. Deeply spiritual and analytical. They seek wisdom, but can be overly secretive or suspicious. 8. Ambitious, determined, and patient. Their pride is success and can sometimes come across as arrogance. 9. The number of completion and awakening. These individuals are wise, but can become resentful if they don't find healing. Now let's bring these ideas into context. For instance, 2025 is a year of the 9. You add it up by adding 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 5. which represents a time of transformation, completion, and preparing for new beginnings. This means that the collective energy of 2025 will focus on wrapping up old chapters and making space for fresh starts. But what about personal numerology? That's where it gets more fascinating. Each of us has six key numbers that reflect different aspects of our lives. The first of the key life numbers is your soul's urge. This number reflects your innermost desires, what makes your soul happy. To calculate it, you would need to add up the vowels in your full name. Remember, each letter has a numerical value, and every total has to be reduced to a single digit. For example, the letter O is the 15th letter, so you would add up 1 plus 5, which equals 6. If you're using a U, if you have a U in your name, it would add up to 21, so you would reduce it to 2 plus 1 equals 3. My soul's urge number is 3. It signifies creativity and joy. Now that explains my love for arts and craft. The second number is your personality number. This is what others see when they first meet you, the aspects of your character that you show to the world. To find this number, you have to add up the consonants of your name. For instance, the consonants of my name adds up to 66, later reduced to 12, and then to 3. It's interesting that my personality number matches my soul's urge. Basically, with me, what you see is what you get. The third number, this represents your strength. So the way to get it is you would add your soul's urge and your personality number together to find it. For me, it would be 3 plus 3, which equals 6. My power number reflects harmony, compassion, and self-sacrifice. The fourth number, that's your birthday number. This reveals how others perceive you at first glance. So it's simply the day of the month that you were born. I was born on the 30th, so my birthday number is 3. Are you starting to see a pattern? Because I am. Now, the fifth number is your life path number. This is the most important number in numerology. It defines your identity, the path you're meant to walk on. So to calculate that, you need to add your birth month, the day, and the year together. So let's say somebody's born March 8th, 1991. You would add 3 plus 8 plus 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 1. That's 31, and then 3 plus 1 is 4. My life path number is 11. That's a master number. Master numbers, they carry higher vibrations, and in my case, 11 aligns with compassion, creativity, and deep spiritual awareness. The final number is the attitude number. This number reflects your approach to life. It's calculated by adding the birth month and the day. So my birthday is December 30, so I would add 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 0, which equals 6. So my attitude towards life is focused on compassion and healing. So you just heard me talk about master numbers. In numerology, master numbers are 11, 22, and 33. They carry powerful energy, but also bring unique challenges. These numbers can never be reduced to a single digit. 11 is the seer. They're intuitive, creative, deeply aware. They're very compassionate leaders and active listeners. 22. Those are the builders. They have the ability to turn vision into reality. They're very practical and ambitious. And finally, 33. These are the teachers. They represent pure light and love. They focus on healing and guiding others with compassion. Having master numbers in your charts means you have a lot of potential, but you also have a lot of struggles that you're going to face through life. And finally, last but never least, are your life cycles. So numerology divides our lives into three major cycles. The first one is the cycle of youth. This starts when you're born and lasts until about age 27. It's a time of growth and self-discovery. It's different from your Saturn return, which I'll talk about in a separate episode. The next cycle is your cycle of maturity. This phase lasts typically 27 years and focuses on building stability and achieving your goals.
And your final cycle is the cycle of wisdom. It starts later in life and lasts until the end of your life. It's a period of reflection and fulfillment. Each cycle is unique to your life path number. They represent different challenges and opportunities to help you fulfill that life path purpose. If you don't want to calculate these numbers manually, I recommend the Tarot and Numerology app. It provides in-depth insight tailored to your chart specifically. Numerology reminds us that numbers are more than just symbols. They carry energy and meaning that can guide us through life. Whether it's the leadership of one, the compassion of six, or the wisdom of nine, these numbers reflect who we are, where we're going. Today's tarot and numerology both shared a similar message. Trust in your abilities and build on a strong foundation. We already have the tools that we need to succeed, and numerology just offers a roadmap to help us along the way. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spiritual Footprint. Don't forget to check out the show notes for links and resources and tools I mentioned. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share it with a friend or leave a review. It really helps the podcast grow. Until next time, remember, every step you take leaves a spiritual footprint. Let's make it meaningful.